Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Maurice Healy, founder and CEO of Glantis. That's G-L-A-N. Maurice, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me on, Justin. Nice to speak to you.
Yeah, must be quite a busy week for you. So thanks for taking the time out. Because, of course, you've just listed and raised $10 million. Before we get into that, we're going to use the funds for and the sector of the business, how it's growing, and your aims and goals and ambitions. Can you just give us a brief summary as to what Glantis is all about, please, Maurice?
Absolutely, Justin. So Glantis is a fintech technology company. We have developed our own platform. We operate in the space of accounts payable for large global organizations. And people often think of accounts payable as some dusty finance office with somebody writing checks in the corner. Our market, our companies, their accounts payable department spends north of $1 billion a year in the US and probably $500 million in EMEA. And they have suppliers in the region of 4,000 to 120,000 suppliers. And because they've got multiple systems, multiple regions, multiple instances of systems, and it doesn't matter how sophisticated those systems are, it's not joined up properly. So every year they leak millions in lost credits, in duplicate payments, in people not complying with contracts that they agreed globally. Our platform sits above the organization. It grabs the data from all the systems and gives them one view of their entire accounts payable ecosystem. We start by recovering their lost working capital. We then implement our technology to prevent it from happening. And then we give them detailed advanced analytics that allows them to run the AP function more efficiently and more effectively.
Yeah, so you're essentially having your system in place save them what can be millions, I suppose.
Yeah, no, I mean, on average, depending on their spend, we would save them between 1 and 2 million per billion per annum.
Wow. Okay. And where are your customers there, Maurice? Are they UK, Europe, or all around? Where?
So we're in EMEA, and that's run out of our London office. Mm-hmm. So we have a large number of European customers, and then we also have a large number in the US. Our customers kind of split into two. We have smaller ones in the SME. We've got about 150 of those, and then we've got these 50 global organizations, and they're split 50-50 between the US and EMEA.
Yeah. And what is it? I mean, how big is the market, and what is the competition like in that sector?
Yeah, it's. Let me start with the market. The market is about $3 billion worldwide, but it's a growing market because as economies grow, these organizations, our customers, these global brands that you'd recognize, they are growing with it. And as they grow, this issue of multiple systems, multiple geographies, the problems that creates grows as well. Mm-hmm. And then what's very good for us, when the market starts to increase its M&A activities, well, that helps us as well. That's important for us because if one of our customers is acquired or acquires or is involved in a merger, then the problem that we solve, that problem grows and is compounded by these activities within our customer base. So the need for our product becomes more important all of the time. So a growing market and an exciting market.
Yeah, absolutely. And so how much did you raise yesterday, and what are you hoping to do with it then, Maurice?
Yeah, so we raised £10 million. We were twice oversubscribed, which was nice at the end of the roadshow. And we have three growth areas, Justin. We grow organically, we grow through partnerships, and we grow by acquisition. So let me take you just briefly through each one of those. Mm-hmm. The organic growth has two elements to it. One is we have this existing customer base, and it needs more from us. As we solve one, we do the discover the problems, recover the working capital, and then we're on to the next phase of automation and then the next phase of the advanced analytics. So there's organic growth from the existing customer base. So part of the money will be spent on us having the account management structure to take those customers on the journey, complete the journey with them. And then we've done really well in establishing the Glantis brand in our market, not only in EMEA, but in the States. So we are now recognized as having a unique solution for these large AP functions. And so we're getting more inbound activity now. So the new logo organic growth has doubled, I'd say, since the start of the year. So that's exciting. The organic growth is strong. The second bit is partnerships. And we were, I suppose I'd have been a bit skeptical. I don't want to be kind of one widget of 12 widgets that someone is selling. But in actual fact, we have a very nice niche. We have found that if we select partners that are working with our profile of customers but are doing something narrower with them, then they're an excellent partner, because we are our partner's route to growth, and also they're providing their customers with a much enlarged service. So we signed up a couple in the States over the last 6 months, and they've already started to produce for us. So that's exciting. And then finally, there's the acquisitive side of things. So we are good at finding acquisitions. We're good at implementing them. And we're negotiating them. And then the integration, we're very good at as well. And, you know, the most recent one is January 2020 in the States. And we took it from a zero EBITDA up to, it contributed 700,000 last year and a run rate of about 1.5 million. So that's what we're good at. And those three growth areas are going to drive the scale that we want to bring into the business.
Yeah. Well, I'm just looking at growth seems very good. Just looking from 2018, your revenue there is 2.4 million euros, 2019, 3.2, and 2020, 8.1. So it's growing very healthily, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And that's really important. And when I'm talking to investors, I point out to them that, first of all, the management are still the biggest shareholder in our organization. And we have a very clear vision of what we can get from valuations over the next couple of years. And we're particularly watching the States, Justin, because the multiples for our type of business, which, you know, large EBITDA margins, strong recurring revenue, own product, are high when you reach scale. So in everything we're doing, and particularly in acquisitions, we're looking at acquiring companies that will be, you know, something like post synergies 4 to 6 times EBITDA. And we know that when we reach a certain scale, the multiples we'll achieve in the States will be between 18 and 30 or 4 to 5 times revenue. So that's a big part of our strategy. It's not just about being the best AP software provider. It's about getting those metrics absolutely spot on to deliver value to our investors.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds good there. So why IPO in the UK then, Maurice?
Yeah, I'm UK-based for a start, Justin, so that's it. I guess there are two elements to that question. Why IPO at all, I suppose, and why on the London Stock Exchange? So the reason for why we chose to IPO, I mean, we were offered debt facilities to do a buy and build. We had equity houses that wanted to invest in us. But we chose the IPO route because the PLC badge means something for our client base. Mm-hmm. You know, when we're a small Irish company, we're not losing around ourselves, but we're dealing with these global brands. And we've raised the money, we've strengthened our balance sheet, we've got a PLC badge against us now. It makes it easy for these large organizations to work with us. So that's one of the reasons for going that. And then London, the London Stock Exchange is a global brand. So having that brand, not only the fact that we're a PLC, but that we're on the London Stock Exchange, well, that means something to our customers. And guess that's in summary why we've chosen the route we chose.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, sort of access to capital, of course, that PLC, like you say, badge, transparency in corporate governance at a certain level that people can trust, yeah. I suppose, isn't it? You know, okay, so looking forward then, Maurice, I mean, if someone, I'm going to ask you for three reasons in a bit why someone should add you to their watch list. If they do, they'll get your news. But sort of going forward, say, next maybe 3, 6, 12 months, whatever time frame you like, what are you hoping to achieve? Any milestones or ambitions out there?
The one thing we are, Justin, is a very ambitious company. We will be very busy. That's all I can say to investors. Those three areas that I outlined, organic partnerships and acquisitions, we would expect that we will have activity in all of these areas going forward. So I think the news flow from Glantis will be regular and consistent.
Excellent stuff. Okay, well, here we go then. Three reasons, Maurice. Every day on the podcast, I highlight the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. To get on that list, of course, people have to hit that follow button. So give us three reasons now why someone should hit that follow button on your page, GLAN ticker, of course, and add Glantis to their watch list, please.
Number one, we have our own IP, a proven technology platform that with a proven need among large global organizations. Mm. Number two, we have a high value financial model with 89% sticky recurring revenue from a blue chip client base. Mm-hmm. And finally, we have a clear vision through our organic growth partnerships and acquisitions. And we have a strategy to accelerate our revenues over the next couple of years to achieve the scale that will attract the highest multiples for our investors.
Excellent stuff. And I suppose worth adding always, so you just mentioned previously, you do hold a decent amount of skin in the game, so you are aligned with shareholders, and like you say, most of the board, I'm looking here at significant shareholders on your website, and you're top there with the biggest holding.
Absolutely, and the team combined is still around slightly over 50%, I think. Believe me, we are very focused on the growth of our own value in this organization, and very excited about what we can do with that.
Excellent stuff. Maurice, it's good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.